This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're going to check in with Christo from Coronation in a second. Of course, Coronation have got this brilliant idea where they are able to take some of your money and in all the legal ways keep it away from the tax man and keep it for you. We've spoken to Christo a couple of times. Leading investment house Coronation manages the long-term savings of millions of South Africans. And if you have the pension fund, or a pension fund, retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may even look after yours. There's a huge amount of financial expertise in a place like Coronation. And within their walls today, they want to help you to be smart with your money by showing you how to take advantage of what is essentially a gift from government. And when do you ever hear those words together, Ben? Never. A gift from government. Investing tax-free. So let's talk to Christo and see what he can help us with this morning in our final segment, Coronation. Welcome again, Christo. It's very nice to talk to you. And I assume that we all get it by now. And if people want to hear any of this over again, you can go and listen to the first two podcasts. But basically, Christo helped us. If you have money to put aside every month, invest it rather than just save it with a bank. And if you're going to invest, go for the ultimate tax hack and invest tax-free. Have I got a good summary there, Christo?
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. I think you pretty much nailed it. It's so good to hear that the message is getting out there and that we are helping people save their hard-earned money in a more tax-efficient manner.
Could you explain briefly what you mean by an investment fund? I know we spoke about this the other day, but let's talk about an investment fund for a second.
Sure. So you've now effectively decided that investing on a tax-free basis is a good idea. Now you need to decide how to invest, what your choices are. And that's typically done by an investment fund. Mm-hmm. Those of us that perhaps are a bit more old school, you still hear the term unit trust thrown around. Yes. It's effectively an investment fund. And all that an investment fund is it's a basket of financial assets. So it's this big pool of assets that you buy into. You get an interest in that basket of assets. And that basket consists of all sorts of different asset classes, such as shares, bonds, property, cash, local and international. And really what it does is it allows you for a very small amount of money to have exposure to a large diversified group of assets. So for as little as 250 Rand in the case of Coronation, you can get your portion of, you know, some shares, some property, some bonds and some cash locally and offshore.
Okay. So what kinds of things do you need to know about yourself to make the first investment decision? I mean, what are the questions that we need to ask no matter who we are, where we come from, what we earn, what we've already got? What should we ask ourselves before we commit to this?
Yeah, so typically you are faced with quite a few choices once you realize that you now need to choose an investment fund. Mm-hmm. But really, if you break it down to its simplest form, you have two questions you need to answer. The one is, what are you saving for? Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is, you know, what's the purpose of this money? Will it be for your child's future education? You know, will that education be an essay, or do you want them to have the option of perhaps studying overseas? Do you just want to build up a pot of money to supplement your income in retirement, for instance? Or are you simply looking to build up some kind of nest egg for, you know, when that rainy day comes? That's one key question you need to answer. And the other key question, and it's almost informed by your first answer, is, you know, how long do you have to invest for? So what is your time horizon? And if you can answer those two questions, then you can narrow down your choices really to only a few. It really does point you into the right direction to choose the right fund for you.
What is the Market Plus Fund that you guys operate?
So the Market Plus Fund is a great starting point for anyone who wants to invest for the long term via tax-free investment. So effectively what Market Plus is, it's a long-term growth-oriented portfolio that has a diversified angle to it. So effectively, once again, you get exposure to all sorts of asset classes, the majority of which are growth assets, so shares and property, and it is also internationally diversified. So it can have up to 40% of your assets invested outside of South Africa. So lots of flexibility, but keeping in mind the investor who's growth oriented for the long term.
All right. One other question quickly. Who can help people decide on what's the best course of action? Who can they talk to? I mean, what if you have a financial advisor? Maybe you can. Can you approach Coronation directly? What's the best way to do it?
Absolutely. So if you do have a financial advisor, we would definitely point you in his or her direction. Go and have a chat with them. Of course, if you don't have one, make sure you find a good independent financial advisor. Make sure they're qualified and that they're licensed with the authorities. That's very important. And if you feel like you just need to explore more or you want to chat to Coronation, the best way to really do it is just go onto the web, visit our website. It's coronation.com, and we can help you from there.
Fantastic. I guess for first-time investors, they just want to know that they're putting their money in a safe place with some good people. So let's wrap up, Christo. Just correct me if I go wrong anywhere here. First of all, invest rather than save. That's preferable. Grow your money. Coronation has got this 250 Rand a month tax-free investment product, which you can check out and ask your financial advisor to check out for you. And you can axe your tax, which everybody, I think, is in favor of. In the current situation that we're in South Africa, if you can find a way to make your money work for you rather than be wasted by government, you should do so. I said that, not you. But that's basically the idea in terms of investing rather than saving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last point I'll add is make sure that whoever you trust with your hard-earned money takes it seriously. If something sounds too good to be true, be careful and make sure that the people you deal with are licensed and that they have a track record of working hard to earn your trust.
Well, thank you, Christo, for sharing your valuable tax hack with us. It's good insight for everybody to know that they have the possibility to invest tax-free in South Africa. It really seems to be a no-brainer to make use of this free gift from government. And don't forget, Coronation is, to Christo's last point, an authorized financial services provider. If you're encouraged to put away any extra money you can for the long term, a culture of saving is so needed in our country. For as little as 250 Rand a month, you can invest in a tax-free investment with Coronation. Your future self will be grateful. All right. Thank you, Christo. That was interesting stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.